in the wake of the arrival of COVID-19 and the devastation it has wrought, our entire healthcare system is now up for debate. So as we think about the best way to promote public health, we're going to turn our attention to an old fight at the Capitol, licensing and regulating naturopathic doctors. For more on the issue, we're joined by Dr. Tia Trevisano, president of the board of directors for the New York Association of Naturopathic Physicians. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you so much for joining me. It's a pleasure.
Well, thank you. So what are the types of activities or beliefs that might fall under the umbrella of naturopathic medicine?
Naturopathic doctors are trained at the primary care level, which means that we do undergo an education process, a postgraduate education, where we go through all of the clinical sciences, as well as the different academic courses that are similar to the training of a medical doctor and a doctor of osteopathic medicine. What is different about a naturopathic doctor is that we also are trained in diet, nutrition, lifestyle, herbal medicine, and a lot of what falls under the umbrella of alternative modalities in order to follow certain principles that get to the root cause of illness, to specialize in preventive medicine and to use some of the least invasive modalities first.
And what are the ramifications of this approach in practice? How would, say, a patient's experience with a naturopathic doctor differ, say, from what we might expect as a more traditional approach to medicine, at least as we know it now?
A naturopathic doctor, right off the bat, is going to spend a lot of one-on-one time with a patient. It's typical for a new patient evaluation to go anywhere from 60 to 90 minutes. So we do a very detailed and thorough health history intake. We gather a lot of information, you know, from birth up till the present time about what's gone on for the patient to get a pretty clear understanding. So we're able to address the symptoms that a patient walks in to our office with, but also to get a great understanding of some of the obstacles a patient might be facing to cure. And then in states where patients are visiting a doctor who is licensed as a primary care physician, they would be ordering labs and prescribing certain medications, vitamins, minerals, nutrients, supplements to address the symptoms or the illness that that patient is dealing with.
And are there certain medicinal routes that a naturopathic doctor is not going to go down that a traditional doctor as we know it would be, I guess, comfortable going down?
Certainly. I would say that a naturopathic doctor in general is going to look for least invasive therapeutics first. There are states in the United States where a naturopathic doctor would prescribe certain prescription medications if it falls within their scope of practice. But in general, a naturopathic doctor is going to look to limit prescribing anything that would have side effects and to help reduce the need for medications. And in some instances, even help a patient to reduce medications that may be causing side effects, contributing to some of their symptoms.
So in New York right now, because this branch of medicine is not licensed and regulated, what different forms and shapes does it take?
It's a wonderful question. So in the state of New York, because naturopathic medicine is not licensed, a naturopathic doctor is operating more as a health and wellness consultant. They do not order labs in order to diagnose and treat a patient. And they would be consulting based on, let's say, the patient's lifestyle, nutrition, and serving as more of a supportive role, like a coach or a consultant, rather than operating at the level of primary care, where a patient could come in and the physician would be able to assess and give a diagnosis and look at a patient's labs from the standpoint of prevention and really serve as a doctor who's able to be an expert in drug, herb, nutrient interactions and really specialize in the prevention of chronic illness.
Is it possible that if someone is seeing someone who identifies as a naturopathic doctor currently in New York, that they may not have gone through the same level of postgraduate education or the same quality of postgraduate education as someone else in either a licensed state or even someone in New York who has gone through a more rigorous process?
Absolutely. And this is one of the reasons why licensure for New Yorkers is so important. When we license naturopathic medicine, we provide title protection for the profession. And there are, in fact, a number of online institutions and other certificate programs where a person can go to school and obtain an education in nutrition and herbs and these kinds of things and call themselves a naturopathic practitioner. And a patient who walks into an office really may not understand the difference of the rigorous education and the level of professionalism and expertise of the person that they are going to see. And now more than ever, when we have access to the internet and so much information and people are seeking natural approaches, if they are suffering or having difficulty finding the right fit to support them in their care, in the state of New York, it's very confusing. So licensing naturopathic medicine is a way to protect against consumer confusion.
For listeners just joining us, you're listening to the Capital Press Room, and we're talking about the issue of licensing and regulating naturopathic medicine in New York. And our guest is Dr. Tia Trevisano, president of the board of directors for the New York Association of Naturopathic Physicians. So if the legislation that is kicking around the Capitol became law, would that spell out the licensure and regulation requirements moving forward? Or would that be left up to, say, the Department of Health or the State Education Department, which is responsible for a lot of the licensing that we see in New York?
Correct. So it would go into the higher ed, and that would be where we would go through the regulation process. The bill that is currently there very clearly dictates what it is we are asking to do and what we would not be doing.
And do you envision this potentially resulting in some practitioners being shut down because they won't be able to meet the new standards?
No, I don't envision that. I envision it creating clarity in terms of who the licensed practitioners are, naturopathic doctors in the state of New York, and then other practitioners would be practicing as they practice, more as a wellness consultant, but not as a naturopathic doctor, as a licensed naturopathic doctor in the state of New York.
I'm glad you brought up the word clarity too, though, because I'm curious what you think about the potential for people who might end up at a naturopathic doctor and not realize that the medicinal professional is going to have a different approach to medicine than what they might be expecting. And maybe that is going to be the right approach for them, but they also might be steered in a direction that they're not expecting to go or that might not be right for them. So would there need to be any sort of clear advertising or any sort of disclosure if we do end up having licensing of naturopathic medicine, so that someone who isn't necessarily aware of what this entails is just brought up to speed?
Absolutely. And I think within our organization, we have been working very hard to expand education and awareness of naturopathic medicine. Who are we? What is it that we do? How do we differ from other specialty practitioners? How are we different from MDs? How are we different from DOs? How are we different from nutritionists? And what makes us special? And the education process is every day. And I think that creating a campaign to educate even more is ongoing.
If there is a licensure and regulation process in New York, do you think that would change the ability of New Yorkers to access naturopathic care? For instance, would this make some of this practice more likely to be covered by our traditional private insurers?
Absolutely. The first step is licensure, and then that it becomes a possibility.
Are there examples in other states where private insurers have just embraced the naturopathic medicine and just make it so that a person who wants to see a naturopathic doctor has a small copay for preventative medicine? Or is it still something where if people want to go down that route, they're mostly paying out of pocket?
There are absolutely states where insurance companies do cover naturopathic doctors in a similar way that they would cover a primary care physician. Yes.
And how do you go about setting that up? Because I have to imagine, because insurers are used to a certain way of doing things, that they might be uncomfortable or need to be sold a little bit on this as a viable means of treating people. So do you have to do outreach, and is that a tough sell?
The American Association of Naturopathic Physicians and those states where we are licensed have a lot of data and information that's useful to our organization in New York so that we wouldn't have to reinvent the wheel. I do agree with you that the education is incredibly important. So to provide people with data on how licensed naturopathic practitioners, as well as in those states where it's covered by insurance, has cut down on healthcare costs or reduced comorbidities and chronic illness is an important piece. And so utilizing the information that has been gathered by these organizations is incredibly helpful.
So this is not a new issue. It's something that's been kicking around the Capitol in one form or another for, I believe, at least a decade, looking at this bill. Absolutely. So what's the holdup? Is this something where one lawmaker is bottling this up, say, in the Higher Education Committee, which has control over the licensure process? Are there a lot of lawmakers that you need to overturn? Is this a bipartisan issue? What seems to be the roadblock?
One thing that we've become aware of is that historically, in general, in the state of New York, this is nothing personal for naturopathic medicine. It is a challenge to pass scope of practice bills across the board. So that's one thing that we've learned that we're aware of. And on some level, we see as good news because, again, it's nothing personal for naturopathic medicine. I would say we have had support on both sides of the aisle. So gathering sponsorship in the Assembly and in the Senate has been important, and we have had a lot of support over the years. So I would also say just educating people as much as we can about who we are, what we do, what we're asking to do, and being very clear about what we're not asking to do is incredibly important, because if there has been any resistance from any specific organizations, we're looking to understand exactly what that resistance is, how can we answer those questions, and how can we provide an open communication to let everyone know that we're here to collaborate to build a healthier New York. We are here to integrate into the system. We are not here to replace any one specialty that already exists in the state of New York.
In the interim, is there anything that you would recommend someone who's interested in potentially seeing a naturopathic practitioner do in terms of making sure that it's the right way for them to go, as well as that they're seeing someone who hasn't just taken an online certificate, but has some extensive medical training?
Absolutely. So there's a number of good websites that a person can go to. The American Association of Naturopathic Physicians is naturopathic.org. And there is excellent information that answers a lot of FAQs for consumers out there who may be looking to understand more about how to be what I like to call an educated consumer of medicine. And there are organization itself, the website is nyanp.org, which also provides some information.
Well, we've been speaking with Dr. Tia Trevisano. She's the president of the board of directors for the New York Association of Naturopathic Physicians. Dr. Trevisano, thank you so much for making the time. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to speak with you.
Support for the Capitol Press Room is provided by New York State United Teachers, a union of professionals in education, human services, and healthcare.
Join us again for Capitol Press Room, a production of WCNY Connected, Syracuse.